When a little farm we keep, and of little girls and boys, and little, little lambs and sheep to make a little noise. Oh, what happy merry days we'll see. Oh, what happy merry days we'll see.
That will be the little maid and a little man beside, and a little heart and hair to take a little ride. With the children sitting on our knee, with the pretty children sitting on our knee. Oh, what happy merry days we'll see, with the children sitting on our knee. La 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 la.
The boys I'll instruct,
the girls I'll conduct,
in reading I'll engage, no son shall be deficient.
In music I present, each girl shall be proficient.
Now for your B.A. bar.
Now, girl, you shall be bar. Do-re, mi, bar.
You pretty, pretty boy, now mind your B.A. bar. And I'll tell you a pretty story if you'll mind your B.A. bar. There was little Jack Horner sat in the corner eating a Christmas pie. He put in his thumb and pulled out a plum and said, what a good boy am I. Pretty little boy, now mind your B.A. bar. Now mind your B.A. bar. Now mind your dear da-da. There was eight little diddles, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon, and the little dog laughed to see such fun, and the dish ran away with the spoon. Pretty little boy, now mind your B.A. bar. Now mind your B.A. bar. Now mind your dee-da-da. When a little farm we keep, oh, what merry days we'll see. What happy days we'll see.
Are we on?
Yeah, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
Hi, Tony.
Hi.
How's it going?
Fine.
Hold on. What happened to the happy banter?
What happened to the happy what?
No, me and Chris were going to do a little happy banter, a little how have you been?
How have you been?
I've been doing okay. How have you been?
Fantastic.
Glad we got that out of the way. Go ahead, Tony.
Can I talk?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you can talk.
How you been?
I've been great. How have you been?
I've been fine. How about you, Tony?
I've been fine, too.
That's good to hear. What's the temperature? We'll turn this into AM radio right off the bat. What's the temperature?
Well, I got a girl now, so it's pretty hot.
How's the traffic looking out there, Tony?
The traffic?
Yeah.
Well, she's kind of tight, so I guess it's a traffic jam.
Okay. He's a funny guy.
You're all over it. So what's on your mind this morning, Tone?
Cows, buddy. Cows, man.
The cows?
Yeah.
I always heard that tonight was going to be the night that the cows come home.
Really? I've been waiting for that day.
What you do, been out tipping cows or something?
Oh, no, I got a fat girlfriend, and I guess she's just like a moped because you like to ride her and don't want to tell your friends about them. It's just like mopeds, you know?
I like mopeds.
Do you?
Yeah, they're cool.
Do you tell your friends about them?
Well, I haven't ridden one in about 10 years.
You should see his fat girlfriend.
You are mean.
Thanks for your call, Tony.
I can't talk no more?
Nope. I told you to put him on the mailing list, didn't I? Tony, call back. We want to put you on the mailing list. A story in the July 19th, 1993 issue of Modern Healthcare. I'm sure that's something you read every week.
I don't miss an issue.
By the way, speaking of Modern Healthcare, did you see the cover of Geriatrics today? They came out with a magazine this week. It had Kurt Cobain from the band Nirvana on the cover.
On the cover of Geriatrics, an old person's magazine?
Yeah, well, what happened was, over at the publishing house, they got the covers for the new issue of Rolling Stone and the new issue of Geriatrics today reversed by accident. So you got Jerry Garcia on the cover of Rolling Stone, you got Kurt Cobain on the cover of Geriatrics today. So anyways, the July 19th issue of Modern Healthcare cites a recent study of Medicaid inpatient expenditures of 1991, which show that $4.2 billion in Medicaid cost.
How much?
$4.2 billion schmackers.
Mercy.
A result from the treatment for medical problems caused by substance abuse.
$4.2 billion in Medicaid payments?
Now, I read that article, and it wasn't specific as to what the substances were. It just mentioned alcohol, drugs, and tobacco.
Well, I think that
but
pretty much covers them all,
doesn't
it?
What about formaldehyde?
Formaldehyde would be considered a drug.
Conditions cited by that study, which is being conducted by the Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse at Columbia University.
What's that? Does it have an acronym?
CASA. CASA. C-A-S-A. This Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse. CASA. As in, what's a CASA? Something.
A house. Like Spanish for house. Taco Casa. Su Casa.
Taco Casa. Taco Casa. The Taco House.
And Casa de Taco.
These include heart disease, cancer, birth complications, AIDS, strokes, and 72 other conditions requiring hospitalization.
Well, that just makes sense. If you have a guy and he's all and he's doing drugs and it's hurting the job performance, if you can get the guy off drugs before he gets his hand caught in the machine, you're going to save some money.
Oh, is that what all these things are about? It says here heart disease. What, is
okay.
That from, like, you smoke too much reefer or something, your heart starts...
Well, okay, so the guy's got a weak ticker.
Okay.
And the reason he has a weak ticker is because he's whacked all the time. He's smoking big giant bongs filled with formaldehyde and whiteout, and he's just huffing those things all the time. And so he's got a bad ticker. If he can get him off the whiteout and the formaldehyde, his ticker might not go bad so quick. He won't go in the hospital. Insurance payments won't go up. Our premiums won't go up because we have to cover this guy's bad ticker caused by the whiteout addiction.
Medicaid provides very little treatment of substance abuse itself, and the result is larger expenditures for medical problems caused by alcoholism and substance abuse. Do you think that perhaps...
Well, the secret celebrity hotline's ringing.
Oh,
just
okay. Jim can take care of that. Do you think that that's caused by people doing drugs or people treating people who are already whacked out? Like, what about responsible drug use?
Responsible drug use is fine. It's responsible. The key word is responsible. If something's responsible, it's not making your ticker weak. If something's responsible, you're not sticking your hand in a buzzsaw, are you, Ted?
Hello?
Hi, Ted.
What the hell is this topic all about?
What the hell are you all about?
I'll tell you what I'm about. Let me give you my point of view.
Okay.
What are you talking about, what's the whole subject focusing on here?
We're talking about
substance abuse.
Pertaining to the workforce?
No, we're talking about Medicaid expenditures on healthcare problems resulting from substance abuse, of which the article I have doesn't mention which substances are being referred to. Probably all of them, but in that case, Pepsi Cola is a substance too.
Too much?
You're talking to Hillary too much, you damn liberal.
Maybe.
What does that mean, Ted?
I'll tell you.
What does that mean?
I want to be based on how I perform on my job, all right?
All right.
All right.
You got me?
No,
got
but the,
you.
Okay.
If I'm going to be high on my job, who cares as long as I'm doing it?
Ted, I tell you what, you're not even in the ballpark. You didn't just miss the point. You're not in the ballpark.
Maybe that's because I'm high right now.
It very well could be.
How does it feel?
Hell?
It feels like hell?
Because I love you.
Ted, we love you too, only in that way that three men can love another anonymous man over a phone line. I don't know, when you start sucking on the receiver, though, it's time to hang up. 749-1444 is the phone call here.
That's the phone number.
Phone number, not the phone call. You make a phone call on that phone number.
Something like that.
Look, it all goes back to that preventive medicine kind of stuff.
What's that?
If you can encourage...
Oh, nip it in the bud.
Nip it in the bud. If you can encourage people to stay off harmful drugs...
Let's say that together.
Nip it in the bud.
Give me a bud.
If you can encourage people to stay in shape, if you encourage people not to do dangerous drugs, then you're not going to have as many people going to the hospital. If you're not going to have as many people going to the hospital, your Medicaid expenditures aren't going to be as high, and your insurance payments aren't going to be high. So everybody, do like Chris and Rob do, and get in shape. We'll have a workout video available soon at all Dairy Mart, Safeway, Thriftway, and Kroger video outlets. Look for it soon. It's called a Chris and Rob and Jim workout video, and you can look for that, and you can buy it for $29.95, or you can rent it. And I tell you what, Jim has a special section on how to work on those problem buttocks that should not be missed. Jethro, go ahead.
Yeah.
Hi, Jeff.
He just swallowed his tongue.
Did he?
Yep. Went right down. It's like an epileptic or something.
What's the good word, Jethro? You don't say.
It's a frog. We have a couple lines open here at 749-1444 is the phone number. We got a couple lines open. So get it in here while you can.
You know, if you... tell you what.
What's that?
We killed those two pies.
Like, in no time flat.
I mean, Troy had one piece. You know.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're sending out a big thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks a whole lot to Pizza Papa John's delivering the perfect pizza, although we had to pick it up.
And,
I'll tell you, Papa John's has three convenient locations in the tri-state area.
They have one. They have one in Fairfield and one in Hamilton too. They're just not on.
Oh,
there.
So that doesn't. But that doesn't count.
They consider it the tri-state.
Okay,
area.
That counts.
If you're up
so
that way.
If you're up anyway, anywhere they got them. Next time you're jonesing for a hot piping hot pie, give Pizza Papa John a call. They're delivering a piping hot pie with anything you want on it. You name it, they'll put it on there. And if they ain't got it, you can go up to the grocery store and they can deliver it plain and you can add it later.
Papa John's Pizza. It's cooked from the inside out to lock out impurities.
So check it out. In Clifton, call 961-7272. In Norwood, call 731-5959. And in Hyde Park, call 321-3233. We love you, Papa John.
Can you get a free body piercing with that, too?
I don't know, but if you get free hot peppers with it, and you get free garlic butter with it, and if you have some left over, you can use it on some garlic bread the next day. Maybe on your toast in the morning or something. You didn't throw that away, did you?
The garlic bread
stuff? We're getting to the garlic butter.
Yeah, I did.
Except if you want breadsticks, you gotta ask. They don't come automatic.
So,
yeah.
So make sure when you call to order your Papa John Piping Hot Pie that you get your... You gotta ask specifically
and you know what you can do?
Breadsticks.
That garlic butter stuff, if you have a moped and the chain gets a little rusty,
uh-huh.
Oh, man, you put that stuff on there, it'll grease it right up.
Jeff, you're on the air.
Hey, how your cats doing tonight?
Okay, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there, just kicking back, listening to a little Captain and Tennille, you know, Muskrat Love. Not very cool.
That Muskrat Love has a great keyboard solo in it, doesn't it?
I'm telling you, it's an awesome tune.
Right on.
You know, that was a remake. And
hey, Chris, what's the deal? Have you bit the corporate death burger or what? Papa John's.
They make the best pizza in town. I'm not kidding. You're going to have to try one
pizza,
sometime.
That ain't pizza, baby. That ain't pizza. So, what's the subject tonight, anyhow?
Selling out.
Huh?
Selling out.
Huh?
Healthcare.
Selling out.
Is this about the little drug use thing on the jab and helping them out?
Yeah, something like that.
Hey, if some schmuck's gonna be shooting up a smacking junk and, you know, Uncle Sam's flipping the bill, basically, my tax dollars, as they shoot the cock in the knees.
Well, there you go.
Well, that'll solve any addiction to painkillers.
Hey, man, if we're gonna be doing the drugs, they're gonna weasel your ass over for that damn addiction. I mean, I do a little drugs, and I smoke an occasional joint here and there, but, maybe a little nose candy, but, you know, I don't do the, you know, the little addictive stuff.
Okay, but here's the deal, though.
Okay, lay it on me there, Cap.
If you get addicted to your nose candy,
uh-huh.
And we can pay for a treatment program to get you off your nose candy, it'll be a lot cheaper to nip it in the bud than to let that problem fester like an open sore on the ass of society.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. You know what I'm going to do with your damn Uncle Sam money? I'm going to take that money. I'm going to buy some more nose candy, all right? Don't give me any. The counseling ain't going to do shit. I'm telling you. But not to go cold turkey or shoot him. I don't know. But this canceling bullshit don't cut it. I don't know.
I think it's worked for a few souls. I'm sure it's worked for some people.
Yeah, if they lay off that damn hooch, I don't know.
Hooch?
Makes a lot of cash, but,
Hooch?
Hooch. He said hooch.
I know. Where do you come up with hooch?
It's called alcohol there, tough guy.
Okay.
Sounds like you're at a party there, tough guy.
Nobody.
This ain't no disco. This ain't no fooling around. Did you hear what Bill Clinton said about the health care?
What did Slick Willie lay on us this time?
He said, I think every American should know that health care is not something paid for by the Tooth Fairy.
Tooth Fairy this, Slick Willie?
I didn't know he still believed in the Tooth Fairy myself.
He believes in the Hillary Fairy. I don't know. Bitch.
Something like that.
What's wrong with Hillary, Jeff? What's wrong with Hillary?
Huh?
What's wrong with Hillary, tough guy?
Tough guy? Okay, fruitcake, let me tell you about Hillary. I don't know. She... Something about her.
She's not a whimpering little yes woman like all the other first ladies have been.
That's beside the point, but I don't know. She seems like she's got a little more influence on Slick Willie's decision than Lady Bird Johnson.
Look at all the Jews and beggars marching this way.
She got bull dog written all over her face.
Millions of them.
You better wake up and look in that face again.
Babies with them, too.
Yeah.
She would She would discipline you like you've never been disciplined before, Jeff.
And she makes a mean pizza too.
You saw Spy magazine, didn't you?
I've seen it on the news racks before. Yes.
Hillary with the old leather bondage on.
Jeez. No.
You never saw that out. You never saw it.
I'd like to see that though.
Come on, I mean that was kind of big news. You know what I mean?
Hey, well, send me an issue, man. I don't get out much, Jeff.
Down the waif, Crystal Webb?
Yeah, send it down the waif. Chris will read the address now.
Here's where you send it to.
Okay.
Chris and Rob, care of WAIF, Post Office Box 6126. That's 6126. Cincinnati, that's one N and then two N's. 45206.
45206?
Yeah, you got it.
6126 Post Office Box.
Right on.
And what the hell is with this Herb Alpert, huh?
What the hell is with this Herb Alpert?
You know what I mean? It's crap. I ain't no jazz. Old Blue Eyes could play the, Tom Jones can play some, Herb Alpert. He plays them himself, baby.
Okay, well, everyone's got an opinion, and that's yours.
Well, you guys take it easy. I love you, too.
You too. Hey, next time you're hungry for a pizza pie, you know who to call. 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
We have all kinds of topics to cover, but we're willing and able to keep it wide open to let you, the people who we are servicing right now.
Do you prefer pepperoni and extra cheese or black olives and onions?
Doug.
Hi, Doug.
Hello.
Hi, Doug. You're on with Chris and Rob.
Yeah, I'd like to know if you two are interested in joining the 1993 Village People Fan Club.
We are already members.
Well, what about anybody else out there?
Chris is dressed up like a construction worker right now, and I have to tell you, I fancy the cop.
$12 a year, you get a quarterly newsletter, 5 8x10 photos, 5 wallet-sized pictures, and a poster.
How much do you have to pay to get a life?
Jeez. Hey, tough guy. Lighten up, all right? Jeez.
I don't know. I mean, if that guy wants to call back and if there's some address he wants to lay on us about this VP fan club.
Or an 800 number.
Yeah, if the VP... What's this heartbeat thing you got going?
You like it?
I don't know. It's kind of spooky.
Pretty cool.
Telltale heart. Or waiting for the shark to attack or something.
I'm getting scared now. All right, enough of that.
Yeah, more than enough of that. So you want to just leap right into some of these topics?
Sure.
Okay, which one?
What's going on here?
This one looks cute. Here, you brought this one. You'll talk about it. Oh, get some bra music fired up. Get some big missile-looking bra music. Get some bra music where it looks like the dame's been shot in the back with a BMX.
Is that it?
I don't know.
Send the phone number.
That looks like she's got two missiles sticking out of her chest. You know what I'm talking about. Jane Mansfield look. Get some bra music fired up. Well, there it is.
Some might call it a tempest in a sea cup, but the FBI is treating the disappearance of 46,800 bras with some gravity.
Let me tell you something. Where is this from? What's the date? New York? News date? You know whoever wrote that. We're just dancing around the newsroom after they came up with that lead. Look at this lead! Come here, look at this lead! Tempest in a sea cup!
The Filipino-made lingerie was lifted August 4th, 1990. Lifted.
Get it lifted, gravity, separated.
4th. A week after it was flown to the JFK airport, when armed robbers hijacked a truck hauling the merchandise, all according to court papers.
They separated the bras from their original owners.
They dragged the driver into a van, stuck a knife in his back.
And the guy crossed his heart and swore to it.
Dumped him back in the Bronx.
I tell you what, I love this new McAlpin's commercial where it shows women walking around the neighborhood wearing their bras. That's all they have on is their bras.
390 cartons that were all stolen.
This woman's walking her little girl to the bus stop wearing nothing but a bra. Renee?
Hi! How are you guys?
This is the phony Renee.
No, this is the real Renee.
No, this is pseudo Renee.
No, I'm on my way home from work from delivering the perfect pizza.
Right, okay. Sure you are.
No, seriously, I am. I'm standing on Calhoun Street at a payphone.
Hey,
is there anybody out there we should need to talk to?
There is. Well, there's a lot of traffic going by.
Hey, flag somebody down.
Hey, Renee, if you could bring another pie down, Troy would really appreciate it.
We're closed, and I shut the oven off and everything. But I wish you guys would let me know.
I'll tell you, Papa John's is the best pizza I've had in years. Years, I'm telling you.
At least tonight.
At least tonight.
Ever since I quit my drug habit, it's the best pizza I've had since then.
Cool.
Renee?
Yes?
This is Troy.
Hi, Troy.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi.
How have you been?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great. You know, we like pizza, too, down here at the Hell Ride.
Well, okay. I can get you guys pizza, too.
Here, don't give me my cut of ours.
Renee?
Yes?
I want you to bring it personally, and I want you to be wearing something really skimpy.
Oh, well, my Papa John's uniform just doesn't cut it. But I do have a purple bra on. Does that count?
Bitchin'. Yeah, come on down next week and wear that.
Only.
Jeez. Oh, only?
Yeah, pretend like you're in a McAlpin's ad.
But
so that makes it big.
But wait a minute. I'm supposed to be naked, Renee. Skimpy would be nothing at all except my nice little...
Well, the Chris and Rob show is sold out, if you haven't noticed. So you can sell out your nakedity.
I can sell out my nakedity.
I don't mind selling out. If it's a good cause.
If it's a good cause.
Eat pizza. It doesn't get much better than that.
There you go.
Plus, White Castle wants to start underwriting.
Hello. Hello. Don't start any nasty rumors now.
Yeah. But,
either that or one of them fried chicken places.
Oh, no.
You've seen the... Oh, yeah.
No, pizza's the best, guys. It really is.
Oh, yeah.
It is. Especially when it comes from me. I mean, I made those pizzas with my bare hands, okay?
You're bare naked.
My bare naked hands.
I thought it was a hair on one.
Hey, I have no hair.
Okay, so you're calling us from a payphone out in the middle of the street.
Yes.
I'm
in front of Wendy's on
you're
Calhoun.
In front of Wendy's on Calhoun. Who's around?
There is a red truck going by.
Flag him down.
Guys looking at me. Hi, guys.
Hey,
and now there's a taxi cab going by. But
flag him down.
Well, he's going too fast. He must be after a fare.
After a what? He's heading to Columbus.
No.
He's going to catch Billy Ray Cyrus in action up at the fair.
No, he's after a fair, an F-A-R-E fair.
Did you read the paper where Johnny Bench said on stage at the Billy Ray Cyrus concert?
No.
You have to admit it. He's got the best butt ever on a guy.
Oh, my God. You got to be kidding.
Johnny Bench said...
Chris has a better butt than Billy Ray Cyrus.
Right on.
He was a big... I guess Billy Ray Cyrus used to worship Johnny Bench back when JB was the...
Everybody knows JB's a flamer anyway. That's old news. Let's just get off of it.
Yeah. But anyways, I got to go because I'm on... Actually, I'm not on my way home. I'm on my way over to my friend's house that also works with Papa John.
Hey, why don't you bring me a 9-volt battery? This show will go so much smoother if you can.
A 9-volt battery?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I need one for my Walkman.
Oh, I have my Walkman on and it takes double A's.
Yeah, I think I got the only... Sheratone.
You got it in Hamilton.
No, I got it for Christmas about 10 years ago. This was top of the line back then days.
But I love you guys, and if you guys want pizza next week, just let me know.
Yes.
Okay.
We're letting you know now. And the Hell Ride would really like one too, but I tell you what.
Uh-huh.
Don't let them have one of ours.
Oh, okay. I can probably get away with, more than one, more than two. So...
Okay.
But I love you guys.
Hey, have you ever met John?
John who?
Papa John.
Papa John.
Oh, no, we have Grandpapa John working for us, though.
Isn't that depressing when you have some 68-year-old coot who's retired from GE and he has to take up working at Papa John's or Taco Hell or somewhere? That's the most depressing thing. I avoided the Taco Bell in Fairfield for 9 months until this old fart quit, because you'd go in there and you get heartburn bad enough, but you eat a burrito when you're depressed and you might as well hang it up. You're just like, oh my God, I hope that's not me. And then he moves so slow and everybody else is zipping around him and the old guy's just turning around real slow and all the young kids are scurrying about like so many rats under his feet. It was just so depressing.
Goodness. Well, I'm out of here, guys. I hope your show goes well.
It always does.
Papa John loves you.
We love Papa John pizzas better than any other pizzas in the Queen City.
Cool.
749-1444 is the phone number. Speaking of Johnny Bench and the Big Red Machine.
We were.
Joe Morgan was in town this week, and he said some rather scathing things about the current sorry state of this Big Red Machine. What do you make fun of me?
Huh?
I had a kick you in the shin. Anyway, here's some of the things Joe Morgan said about the Big Red Machine. The biggest loser in all of this is Cincinnati and the fans.
Hold on, you're talking about the Little Red Wagon now, not the Big Red Machine from 75 and 76.
Right.
Let's make that clarification. Let's make that demarcation line.
This place was looked upon as a very nice place, a classy place around the major leagues. Now it's looked upon as not as good a place. People sometimes laugh when you talk about Cincinnati, and I don't like that because I love this town, and it's a great place. Now there's a stigma that goes with what happened here. All because of Major League Baseball. But give them the shaft to Pete Rose, give the shaft to Marge. Just shaft Cincinnati, up Cincinnati's butt. Just, I didn't, now that's not a Joe Morgan quote, that's a Chris quote.
And the dog, don't hit the dog.
They screwed the dog.
The dog, bad. Just because someone gets a title doesn't mean they know how to build a team, Jim Bowden said. Just because you call somebody a super scout doesn't mean that he's a great scout.
Chief Bender.
You have a mixture of personality that needs something here in the middle to gather around. That's what Tony Perez was. Tony offered a link to the past. Tony also offered something that people could rally around because no one could dislike Tony Perez. I don't know where you go from here. You can't turn this situation around.
I think you can. You can turn any situation around.
And then he continues to say, we were one of the greatest teams to ever play the game in 1975 and 1976,
bingo.
And there's no proof we ever existed. You can't hope to have future teams if there's nothing to look back at. There's no proof anyone proceeded around here. There's no retired baseball numbers. There's no flags hanging up at Riverfront Stadium. There's no banners, nothing.
All there is as you go across the bridge, if you're on foot, you see those things that talk about Cincinnati Reds history.
The first night game.
Yeah, that kind of crap.
And the only double back-to-back no-hitter.
They should have a lot more down there at Riverfront.
Mike.
Vegas.
Tell me about it. I can't stand them either.
They
phone
could, they
here,
could have...
749-1444.
That's such a terrible place to see a game, and they could make it nice.
Mm-hmm.
Grass, retire some... What the hell is Juan Samuel doing wearing Joe Morgan's number this year?
Oh, is he?
Yeah, Juan Samuel's wearing number 8 this year. Man.
Ooh. If they ever give 14 to somebody, I'm going to be mad.
I
haven't yet.
No, I don't think they will. And somebody's wearing Sparky's number, too.
Who's that?
I think Bip. I think Bip's wearing, Bip's wearing Sparky's number.
Man. Sad, isn't it? Jennifer, you're on the air.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, write that down.
You guys are commiserating on the Reds now. This is really bad.
We love the Reds.
You need a scorecard to keep up with Chris and Rob.
Yeah, you need a scorecard to figure out who's on the team. I mean, to get rid of another
player. I tell you what, Cincinnati's reached the nadir of their existence when players are asking to be traded to Cleveland.
Oh, you're kidding. Who said that?
Randy Milligan is now an Indian. He's on the Tribe. Who did we get? Mr. TBA.
Yeah, players to be named later.
What? You get all your sports news here, first, fast, and factual, on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Troy did not know that Randy Milligan was named... was traded to the Indians for a player to be named Lander. Tim Costo was called up from it. And Milligan requested the trade, and I guess he was hated on the team for some reason.
Yeah,
he was the only guy that wouldn't swing at every pitch thrown. He actually had an eye for the strike zone. He had an eye for the strike zone, so everybody else on the Reds hated him. Everybody else on that team. So, Jennifer, what's going on?
Not much. That's pretty neat that Naker Nay's out on Calhoun. I could, throw a rock and hit her or something.
Well, why don't you do that?
You oughta nail her right between the eyes.
A big, giant one.
I know exactly where she is. No, I wouldn't throw a rock at her. That's mean, but
it's
weird.
Okay, well, throw like a bagel or something soft just to prove that you could do it.
I had the roses tonight. I didn't have Papa John's. I don't like that butter sauce either.
Good stuff.
It's too oily.
It's perfect.
It is in no way related to butter.
Lubricates that dough to go right down your throat just like greasing up a pickle.
It's probably an oleo-based substance.
Oh, exactly. An areola-based substance.
Yeah.
That fake oil, fake fat, whatever.
It's a granola-based substance, and it's good for you, and it's healthy, and you'll have a nice, comfortable bowel movement tomorrow.
Good. But I didn't really call to talk about the Reds because they suck, basically. I called to talk about...
they don't suck. They're just a little misguided.
Well, they're a lot misguided, but I called to talk about Jack Borkin.
What about Uncle Jack?
Yeah, he just got... he didn't get convicted, but he just posted...
Brought up on charges.
Yeah, he came up on...
He was arraigned.
Yeah, because they had passed that law because of him in Michigan. and he helped another person in Michigan commit suicide.
We ought to have a contest here, Chris and Rob. Oh, who God. Should Jack Kevorkian help murder? And you can call in at 749-1444.
Chris, I mean, that's awful similar to our last contest of who should be thrown into the Mill Creek.
Oh, no. Was that a contest?
Well, that was a...
Yeah, won.
Going back to the early days, back when we were in Denver, we did that contest.
Oh, and they knew what the Mill Creek was, obviously.
If you could leave a message on Jack Kevorkian's answering machine, who would you say called? That's our contest.
What, that would want to be killed?
Yeah. Come see me, Jack. Jack. I might put up a fight, but don't worry about it.
We need to talk. Simon Lee or whatever.
I'll pretend like I never called, but don't worry. That's just an act for my wife. I really
say Jim Bowden called.
Yeah.
He's awful young.
Well,
you guys are wishing death.
The guy that Jack Kevorkian just helped die.
Was 30, had Lou Gehrig's disease.
Hey, another baseball tie-in.
Yeah, he had Lou Gehrig's disease, and he didn't want to die that slow, painful, agonizing death.
That's right. I think Nick Renee ought to bring me some Papa John's. But I think the Hell Ride deserves some, too, because that's a good show.
I tell you what, you can come on down and eat as much of the Hell Rides as you want.
Well, they don't know me.
Troy has personally invited you to come down and eat as much of their Papa John's as you can stomach.
Well, Otto, I'm friends with, I sort of know Otto.
That's too bad.
Oops.
So, maybe they wouldn't kick me out right away, but thank you. That's a nice offer. Anyway,
did you hear about this band named Shiv that played over at Sudsy's tonight?
Yeah, I saw it on the marquee.
Did you go?
No.
What is a marquee?
Huh?
What is a marquee? Like Marquee Mark and the
no,
Funky
No, you
bunch.
Know, like at Bogart's where they, or actually in front of Sudsy's where they have the playing tonight.
Later.
Okay.
No, not you.
Me? Oh.
We're talking to Troy.
Bye, Troy.
Hell Ride Troy, who
so
is
anyway,
your dining partner next Tuesday night.
Shiv, spelled S-H-I-V.
Okay, you want to know what a marquee is?
Should have been spelled S-H-I-T. Anyway, Shiv. Okay, a marquee. Go ahead.
Okay, it's a sign in front of the place that tells you who's playing that night.
I know that. Okay. They played over at Sudsy's tonight. I did not go, so I don't know how well they rocked. But I've got a copy of their 45 here, mm-hmm. and this is a song called Stratego by Shiv. 749-1444. We'll be right back. Emily.
Yes?
Have you heard about that new VLBA telescope? It's VLBA stands for Very Long Baseline Array, and it's a radio telescope that extends from Hawaii all the way to the Virgin Islands. Now, that's pretty darn big. And they've got, I don't know, they have 10 of these gleaming wide antennas. There's these 10 big, like, what do you call them, dishes. Radio dishes, like radio telescope dishes. You know what I'm talking about? Like that thing they had in that 2001 movie?
Yes.
You do? Okay.
Yes.
So they got these things stretched all the way across the globe, and they can see so far away, they can see stuff. They can see space-time far away and long ago where speeding galaxies appear to stand still, huge gas clouds seem to move at 10 times the speed of light, and galactic jests twist and squirm in the grip of powerful but puzzling forces.
What the hell is that?
What are you reading from?
There's this big thing. I told you, it's called the VLBA, the Very Long Baseline Array. What do you think? They can see things you couldn't even imagine. They can almost see the Big Bang itself.
What do I think about it? I mean, what do you want?
Do you think it's one giant leap for mankind, or just another small leap for astronomers everywhere?
I haven't really heard much about it.
Really?
No, I haven't. In fact, this is the first I've
heard
about it.
Oh, okay, let's try another one on you here.
Okay.
Have you heard about the, what do they call this thing? The Mars Observer. It's zooming into orbit around the red planet, also known as Mars, this month. It's the first time in 17 years that a craft from Earth has gone up to Mars. Last one was the Viking. Remember the Viking?
Yes.
Sent all back all these really cool pictures of Mars.
Yes.
I thought it was pretty cool. Did you see those? Well, they got one up there, and what it's going to do this time, it's going to circle around Mars in orbit, and it's going to map the entire planet over a period of, I don't know, 2.5 months or something. No, it's going to spend 2.5 months trying to figure out how to get in orbit. And then it's going to spend 687 Earth days, which is one Martian year. It's going to go around the planet every 118 minutes.
Jesus.
Extraordinary.
Isn't it?
I tell you what.
That human engineers built this thing. People like you and me.
I didn't know.
So you can look for Rand McNally to put out a map of Mars?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting one.
I don't know much about astronomy.
Astronomy is the final frontier. Haven't you ever watched Star Trek?
Neither does Chris. He just knows how to read.
What are you reading? Astronomy Monthly or something? Well,
the Enquirer.
I'd get that magazine if somebody got it for me for Christmas.
What magazine?
Hint,
the
hint.
Enquirer?
No, the Astronomy Monthly or whatever they call that thing.
Star Magazine?
Yeah. Mars's air pressure is equal to the Earth's at an altitude of 100,000 feet, and the air is made of 95% carbon dioxide. Plants would live great, but humans would all die.
Exhilarating.
Isn't it? There's no liquid water on Mars. However, the planet does show evidence of free-flowing water having existed there in the past. Polar ice caps are made of frozen water and carbon dioxide. And there's a theory that large quantities of water may be frozen inside the ground
as
permafrost.
Isn't Chris becoming a VLBA? A very long, boring American.
Yes, I'd say so.
Okay, man. John Cage Radio. What did you think of that?
Think of what?
This. Watch.
John Cage.
We call that John Cage Radio around here.
And what does that mean?
Do you know who John Cage is?
No.
He was a famous composer. He died a couple years ago. How long ago did he die?
After he played Bowling Green.
Yeah, he did play in Bowling Green. I saw him in them there once. He read this really long, boring poem about mushrooms. And every now and then he would go like that. But anyway, his most famous piece that he ever wrote was called 4 Minutes and 33 Seconds. And what it is a guy who plays piano goes up on stage and sits at a piano for 4 minutes and 33 seconds and doesn't play a note. And you just sit there and watch him sit there. And after 4 minutes and 33 seconds go by, he stands up and he takes a bow like he just finished playing, and everyone is supposed to applaud. And the art of the piece is the lack of music.
The music's in your head.
Yeah, the music is surrounding you, because all of a sudden you can hear airplanes going overhead, and you can hear the air conditioner, and maybe people coughing.
Or water.
That's beautiful.
John Cage thought of it first.
Didn't he actually record that? Isn't that on one of his albums?
Yeah, there's lots of recordings of it. Here, you want to do it right now?
Nah, not for...